ככה צריך לפרק עם המיס אחד וכן מי שיוצא מירושלים ונזכר שיש ביודו בוסר קודם. We discussed in the previous mission about somebody who was traveling in Arab Pesach and remembered that he had chametz in his house. The mission discusses when he would be mechuyav to go back and burn the chametz. And in this mission we'll discuss somebody who was in the Beis HaMikdash to bring a korban and he left the Beis HaMikdash with some bosser from Kachim Kalim, such as a shlamet or a toda. And bosser from Kachim Kalim, as soon as it's taken out of the mechitus of Yerushalayim, would become pasul biyotze. It would become pasul because it was taken out of Yerushalayim and the dinit that you have to burn it by the Beis HaMikdash. And the person was traveling away from Yerushalayim when he realized that he had some basar kodesh in his hand, he had some basar from a korban that had become pasul from yotze in his hand. And ma'abar soifim sarfo bimkomo. If the person has already passed a place called sofim, sofim is a place near Yerushalayim, and you can see Yerushalayim from sofim. In such a case, since he's already passed sofim, he's no longer mechuyav to go back to the Beis HaMikdash to burn the basar from the kachim kalim. Instead, he should simply burn it wherever he is. Ve'im lav chayzer v'sorfo l'pnei abira me'atzeh ha'marachot. But if he has not yet passed sofim, so he's still reasonably close to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to go back and burn the basar from the korban in front of the Beis HaMikdash using the wood from the maracha, the wood that is used on the mizbeach. Va'ad kama hein chayzer. How much basar from a korban, or how much chametz do you have to require you to go back to burn the basar kachin, or to go back to burn the chametz? Rabbi Meir Omer Zeb Zeb Bikaber. Rabbi Meir says, both with regards to basar from my korban, which you had taken outside of Yerushalayim, and with regards to chametz that you left in your house that you did not burn, if you have at least chametz or basar the size of an egg, then you're mechuyav to go back to the Beit HaMikdash or to go back to your house and burn it. However, if you have less than a be'ah of chametz or less than a be'ah of basar from a korban, you would not be mechuyav to go back and burn it, and since you have such a small size of the chametz or of the basar or the korban, you're not mechuyav to go back for it. Rabbi Huda Omer Zev Zev Bikazai. Rabbi Huda said, both with regards to basar from a korban and with regards to chametz, you would be mechuyav to go back if you have the size of a kezayis, the size of an olive. The chacham maimer, basar kodesh bekezayis, the chametz bekaber. The chacham differentiate between basar from a korban that you had taken outside of Yerushalayim and chametz that you left in your house on Erev Pesach. With regard to basar from a korban, even if you have only the amount of basar that's the size of a kezayis, if you have not yet passed sofa, you're mechuyav to go back to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it. However, if you're traveling in Erev Pesach and you remember that you have chametz in your house, you're only mechuyav to go back and burn the chametz if you have the amount of a kebeah, the amount of an egg. And since with regards to chametz, even if you don't burn it, you still can go ahead and be mevatel the chametz and not be over on Bayira and Bayimata. The chacham would not require you to go back unless you have chametz the size of a kebeah.
Set of Sachem Paradalit Mishan Aleph, Makon Shinagu, Lasses, Malacha, Barvin, Sachem, Ad Chatzos, Osim. In a place where the minigit, the people would do Malacha on Erev Pesach until midday, the people in that place are allowed to do Malacha. And after midday in Erev Pesach, it's forbidden to do any work. And after midday is the time for the Shechitah HaPesach, as the Pesach is shechted on Erev Pesach, Bein Harbayim, which is the afternoon. And since that's the time for the Shechitah HaPesach, it's forbidden to do malacha at that time. And even nowadays, that there is no shechitas ha-pesach. However, since it was forbidden during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it remains forbidden even nowadays to do malacha after chatzos and erev pesach. Now, to do malacha and erev pesach before chatzos depends on the minute of the place. If the minute of that place is to do malacha until chatzos, then it would be permitted for the people who live in that place to do malacha. Malkos and Agos, shalo lasos, enos. But if you live in a place where the minhag of that place is not to do malacha, even before chatzos and Erev Pesach, it would be forbidden for the people who live in that place to do malacha even before chatzos. Ha'olech mimakon she'oisim, l'makon she'en oisim, l'makon she'en oisim, l'makon she'oisim. Na'oisim and alav, chumrei makom she'yasa misham, v'chumrei makom she'halach l'sham. Somebody who lives in a place where the minhag is to do malacha and Erev Pesach before chatzos, and he goes to a place where the minhag is not to do malacha,
He traveled to a place, and he's in that place on Erev Pesach, and the minhag of that place is not to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Or somebody who lives in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha on Erev Pesach, but he travels to a place where the minhag is to do malacha on Erev Pesach, and he is in that place on Erev Pesach. In such a case, the person who is traveling would have the stringency of the place that he left and the place that he traveled to. Meaning to say, the person who lived in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha on Erev Pesach, and he travels to a place where the minhag is to do malacha on Erev Pesach, since the place that he resides, they have a minhag not to do malacha, even though right now in Erev Pesach he is in a place where the minhag is to do malacha, he has stringency of the place that he resides, and it would be forbidden for him to do malacha on Erev Pesach. And so too, somebody who lives in a place where the minhag is to do malacha on Erev Pesach, however, he travels to a place where the minhag is not to do malacha, and he is in that place in Erev Pesach, it would be forbidden for him to do malacha on Erev Pesach, since he is right now in a place that does not do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, even though his place of residence does have a minhag to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. V'al yishan adam mipnei hamachlok, a person should not change from the minhag of the place it is in because of machlokes. If he does differently than the place that he is in on Erev Pesach, that would cause a machlokes. So therefore, somebody who lives in a place where the minhag is to do malacha on Erev Pesach, however, he travels to a place where the minhag is not to do malacha, he should not change the minhag of the place, and he should not do malacha on Erev Pesach. Now, even though we said that a person who lives in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha on Erev Pesach, he travels to a place where the minhag is to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, he has to take upon himself the stringency of the place of his residence, and he would not be allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, even though right now he's in a place where the minhag is to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. And yet the Mishnah is saying that a person should not change the minhag of the place that he's in, so he should not cause a machlokas. So how is he allowed to set upon himself the stringency of the place of his residence, since he's in a place right now where the minhag is to do malacha on Erev Pesach? The answer is that a person who does not do malacha does not cause a machlokas, even though the minhag of the place is to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. The reason being that sometimes a person does not have any malacha to do. So the fact that he's not doing malacha on Erev Pesach will not cause people to think that the reason why he's not doing malacha is because he has a different minhag than this place. As people would just assume that he has no malacha to do, and that's why he is not doing malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. So therefore, his not doing malacha will not cause a machlokas. Now that which a person has accepted upon himself the stringency of the place of his residence, and not do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, even though right now he's in a place where the minhag is to do malacha, that's only if he plans on returning to his place of residence. So in such a case, he still has the stringency of his place of residence, since he plans on returning to live there. However, if he does not plan on returning to live in his original place of residence, and right now he's in a place where the minhag is to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, he would be permitted to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos.